Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. I just want to start off the show by apologizing for not doing a show yesterday. You got to understand something about depression. Depression, it comes, it goes, it just comes in waves. And it all depends on, like, how much load, and I'm not talking, like, loads, like a sexual pornography, you know, like dropping loads. No, not that. How much your weight that your body can take. And I'm not talking like physical weight. I'm just talking just the weight of just everyday life, you know, and something that I've never experienced before. And we pretty much only have to experience once in our life, unless your mom gets remarried or you get a stepdad. But to lose your dad is just something that is really, really new to me. And I don't want anybody to think I'm playing the dead dad card and stuff. For sympathy, I'm not. But, you know, I've been dealing with something for the past couple of weeks, and I'm not gonna get into it. I've talked to people, I've made the decision, but I'm tired of people, especially women, taking advantage of my kindness. Taking advantage of just me being a good person. Also, you know what? I'm to the point now where I kind of want to get back on all the psychotropic meds, you know, because I fucking told you guys that I love being off of it. One of the greatest things. The woodpecker is back again. The woodpecker, well, I don't know what the fuck is in those bushes over there, but he loves it because he's over there beating on that damn thing. All right, I digress. My ADHD is really, really bad because I don't have any of my Adderall right now and I need to get to the doctor. All right, so back to what I was saying was, I almost wish that I was on the psychotropic meds still now, because guess what? When I was on those meds, I wasn't interested in the opposite sex. I wasn't interested in the same sex. I was not interested in my own penis. And guess what? Yeah, it sucked. It was boring. But guess what? I didn't have this urge to go out and meet ladies and try to start stuff. Maybe that's also why I'm pressing things too much. Maybe that's why I'm trying to be nice and too kind. You know, maybe chicks just want assholes now. Maybe chicks just want complete cock-sucking idiots. And that's what I'm doing wrong. That's got to be what I'm doing wrong. Because what I'm doing now does not seem like to be working out. And I don't want you to think, like, I'm talking bad and just, like, being a fuck all women, women are evil, all that type of stuff. No. That's not it. Maybe it's just the area that I live in. Maybe it's just the people that know me. I don't know. I really don't know, and I really don't care. And this is all that I'm going to talk about it today, because I'm letting these bitches get in my head and affect my life too much. And I'm not letting these women have power over me anymore. It's just, I'm done. I'm done dealing with the complete, absolute disrespect and lack of courtesy that I get from people. And that's it. That is the end of the story. One of the stories I wanted to get into yesterday, but I just didn't feel up to it. I talk about this all the time. One of the most important things in my life is the First Amendment. The First Amendment is by far one of the most important things that we have as Americans here in the United States of America. A lot of countries claim that they have free speech. A lot of countries claim that they have absolute free speech. Nobody has free speech like we have here in the United States of America. And I just found this next story to be absolutely fascinating. I think that they did the right thing. I would like to know what judge, the one judge that voted against this goddamn news story. And I got the audio here, and I'll play it for you now.
Well, tonight, a former high school cheerleader can celebrate a Supreme Court win. In a closely watched case, the justices sided with her in a dispute with school officials over her R-rated social media rants. Here's CBS's Jan Crawford.
When high school student Brandi Levy found out she didn't make the varsity cheer squad, the teenager thought nothing of sharing her disappointment with some profanity on social media.
This is one of those moments in your life where you're like, yep, I'm fucking old. I am old. I'm old. I'm old. I'm old. There are two ways you can look at this. Number one, I agree. As long as it's not on a school board, like computer, school board website, that they can control, and it's not happening on school grounds, and this person is not bullying somebody that goes to the same school that could lead maybe eventually to a mass shooting or something. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. Like, we are supposed to be teaching kids in school how to live, how to be adults. And one of the things that we don't do anymore is we don't teach history. We don't teach life lessons. We don't teach trades anymore. It's all English. It's all math. And that's all that it is, because they want us to do well on testing. They want our students to do well on testing. We don't teach them about history. We don't. But now, also on the other hand, are we like coddling these kids enough that they feel entitled? Like, just because they didn't make a sports team. You know how many sports teams I didn't make? I mean, I played 4-year varsity baseball, but I didn't make the varsity basketball team, because guess what? I was not good enough. I could not jump high enough. I could not shoot. I just was not, I was not physically built for basketball. Wrestling, same thing. Not the best wrestler in the world. Never played varsity football either, because once again, was not fast enough, was not big enough, but I didn't have social media to go on and just bitch and stuff. Like, you're not going to be able to make every single team. You're not going to get every single job. You know how bad this would make you look in the workforce? Matter of fact, guess what? I'm guilty of bullshit just like what this woman did, or this girl. You know how many times I got fired from radio jobs that I fucking just left scorched earth? I dropped the sun on them, just talking all types of shit. And guess what? I cannot go back to work for any of those places anymore, because I've shot myself in the foot. So, I mean, we're kind of walking a dangerous line with this. Yes, this woman, this student has all the right in the world to be able to voice her First Amendment right. But are we also teaching kids that they're supposed to be self-entitled little assholes? I don't know.
Kids should be able to express themselves, and they should be able to do so without being scared that the schools are going to punish them.
But her Snapchat, posted over a weekend, made its way to the cheer coach who suspended Brandi from the junior varsity squad.
And I know what a lot of you guys are thinking. You're like, oh, Tuttle, well, in the future, you know, if they're working a job and an employer doesn't like something that they say on social media, we can fire them all we want to. Yeah. You can. Guess what? That's a private business. Guess what the school is? It's run by taxpayer money. Now, if this was a private school where these rich-ass parents were having to pay for their little snotty-nosed kids to go to school, or it was a Catholic church or whatever, let them do whatever the hell they want to, because guess what? Taxpayer money is not going to it. As long as my taxpayer money is going to it, then you know what? Fuck you. You don't get to tell my kid what they do outside of school. I mean, you know, besides homework and stuff. Yes, you could control that type of shit all day long.
Brandi and her father, Larry, sued. And today, the Supreme Court agreed with her, ruling 8-1 that her social media rant posted off school grounds was protected by the First Amendment. Courts must be more skeptical of a school's efforts to regulate off-campus speech, wrote Justice Stephen Breyer, for doing so may mean the student cannot engage in that kind of speech at all.
I don't think it, like, fully sunk in yet, I mean, like, I was really excited. I was, like, screaming. And I was cheering.
I could be off basis. I probably shouldn't be speaking for this woman. But I also got to tell you, I don't think this girl, I wouldn't say little girl, young woman, young adult, does not fully understand the scope of this whole story. She's just, only thing she cares about is that she's popular. All the boys are going to want to, like, think she, or is going to think she looks hotter. They're going to want to hook up with the Little Miss First Amendment, you know. So, yeah, this bitch really doesn't care about any of the meaning of what this is going to do for history. This is all getting her Snapchat views, Instagram famous, Twitter famous, YouTube famous, because she's all over the place now. She is. So, I mean, I don't know. Hell, we all could have been worked. Maybe this little bitch knew what she was doing. Maybe she knew that she wasn't even good at cheerleading. Said, I'm going to go out for the cheerleading team. And then once I get told no, I didn't make varsity. I go to JV. I'm going to go with this big ass rant. Like, she kind of set everybody up. In the end, this was all a ploy to become popular by using our First Amendment. God damn it, this bitch is a genius.
I'm not even going to lie, in my living room when I found out.
The court said there are times when schools can punish students for what they say online, like for bullying or harassment.
You know what's funny here? If any of you guys out there went to Pearson Taylor High School, you were a Taylor Wildcat, just like I was back in the 90s, 94 to 98, or anywhere in the 90s, we had a place called The Circle. Now, a lot of people, they're like, oh, what's the circle? What's the circle? Well, the circle was where all the rednecks, the good old boys, hell, you know what? Even the Spanish, the African-American kids, if you had beef with somebody and you wanted to throw hands, which, you know, if you're, you know, Gen Xer like me and you don't know what throw hands are, that means to fight now, people. That's, you know, the cool way to say fight is say throw hands. That's where people would go. It was off a school campus, and I don't remember if, like, the students actually got in trouble, because I don't think that the high school could do anything about it. I don't even think that they could show up to that area and get involved, because they would be an outside member, not on school grounds. They could actually get in trouble for getting involved into something like that. And I don't even know how we got away with that back in the day. And that has nothing to, well, I mean, it could. Freedom of expression to punch somebody's teeth out. Yeah, I mean, that's my freedom of expression, to fucking kick somebody in the face while they're on the ground bleeding. Yeah, that's how much of a heathens we were up in Northwest Volusia County, that we had a fighting circle. Hey, cuckoo. Did you hear old Billy Bob and Joe Bill? Yeah, Joe Bill. Yeah, the guy with two first names, Joe Bill and Billy Bob, they're going down to the circle, and the circle is on the other side of that old abandoned fernery, because Pearson was the fern capital of the world. That is where the circle was at.
But not simply because a student's expression seems inappropriate or unpopular.
The court did us all a favor by reminding us that the First Amendment exists to protect speech that we may not want to hear. And that's part of how we learn.
A ringing defense of the First Amendment. The justices said it's crucial for students to be able to express themselves, because schools are, as the court put it, nurseries of democracy. And democracy only works if we protect a free exchange of ideas.
Who are we kidding? Democracy is broken. I mean, the only thing we really have is freedom of speech. Like, the rich and elite just keep getting richer. And I don't want to sound like one of those guys. Yeah, let's eat the rich. But, you know what? You know what? Let's fuck it. Let's eat the rich. I say they're the ones that are living fat and happy. They're the ones, well, I don't know. They might be a little too much marbling on that meat, because I've seen some of the billionaires out there. And yeah, they're looking a little fat. Looking a little fat. Speaking of fat, I caught the rat. I was a poet. I didn't even know it. No, yeah, that was corny as fuck. Anyways, if you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, I finally am on a 3-day winning streak. It's the little things, people. It is the little things sometimes. You know, yesterday, I was absolutely depressed. I was feeling bad. But two previous days, I had caught mice. Like, small little field mice. But I got to tell you, I think maybe I caught the big daddy or the big mama last night. and it was on one of those big industrial-sized rat traps. And I got to tell you, that bitch is strong as fuck. I have been popped by mouse traps. And those, they hurt. But man, those industrial-sized rat traps, holy fuck. This thing hit the big mama rat or the big just daddy rat. I didn't check to see if it had balls or a badge. But I got to tell you, this thing came down so hard, it almost decapitated this big-ass motherfucker. And, I mean, it was like a goddamn blood scene out of the movie Psycho. Unfortunately, this was not in a shower, so I could just wash down the blood and stuff. Anyways, not trying to be gory. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions, comments, concerns, compliments, or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com. It's Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
It's time for the Orlando Weekly Best of 2021.
Right you are, Amy, and we need your help.
Wait, you need my help?
No, the listeners' help.
Oh, the Tuttle Daily Podcast listeners' help. Apologies, I thought you meant... anyway.
Okay, thanks, Amy. Yes, fans, that's right. Our boy has been nominated for Orlando Weekly's Best Orlando Podcast.
And what a journey it's been for Tuttle, from the pinnacles of terrestrial radio and having various instruments inserted into his rectum to making an attempt at rebuilding his broadcasting career by starting a podcast with nothing more than an iPhone 7 in a late model PT Cruiser.
Look, being nominated for Orlando Weekly's Best of 2021 Podcast hasn't been easy. Sure, the other nominees have fancy stuff like studios with chairs and air conditioning, actual microphones, reliable Wi-Fi, running water.
The point is this, Josh. Our guy Tuttle is back on the air and needs your help to push him over the finish line and into the graces of Orlando audio royalty.
Indeed, Amy. You can vote at tuttle.net/vote.
Let's show the people that Tuttle is back and here to stay. Again, vote for the Tuttle Daily Podcast at tuttle.net/vote.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Make sure you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. While you're there, make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time that I go live or put up any brand new content. Make sure you also go to tuttle.net/vote. Vote for me when it comes to the Best of Orlando, Orlando Weekly, Best of Podcast, not on the radio competition. That's tuttle.net/vote. Now, a lot of viral videos come and go, but I've always kept this like little viral piece of audio like tucked away, because you never know when this celebrity, because this isn't even a celebrity, this is somebody that was just going on a rant, but I hope a lot of you guys remember the Free Britney or Leave Britney Alone kid. And I didn't know, like, why, but, I mean, Britney has a very, very large gay audience, which is amazing, because the gays are very, very loyal. They have expendable income. And they're going to come out and they're going to fucking rock that shit. They're going to show up to the concert and they are going to be lit as fuck out in the crowd. But yeah, the Leave Britney Alone guy, I think his name was Cocker. No, that would just be too fortunate that a gay man named Cocker, but I think his last name was Crocker, went on this big thing. And the reason I'm playing this is because Britney is in the news right now. At 39 years old, does not have control of her own goddamn life.
And how fucking dare anyone out there make fun of Britney after all she's been through? She lost her aunt. She went through a divorce. She had two fucking kids. Her husband turned out to be a user, a cheater, and now she's going through a custody battle. All you people care about is readers and making money off of her. She's a human!
I don't know, man. Cocker might have been ahead of the game. We all might have been laughing and pointing at Cocker like, hey, Cocker, you're a lunatic. Hey, Cocker, you're a psychopath. Yeah, leave Britney alone, Cocker! No, Cocker was right the whole time. Cocker was sniffing this one out and was ahead of all the other news media outlets. So good for you, Cocker. Good for you.
What you don't realize is that Britney's making you all this money and all you do is write a bunch of crap about her. She hasn't performed on stage in years. Her song is called Give Me More for a reason, because all you people want is more, 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 more! Leave her alone! You're lucky she even performed for you bastards! Leave Britney alone!
Now, I most likely figure that most of the people that listen to the Tuttle Daily Podcast are the men 25 to 54, and they really could give two fucks about Britney Spears. But I want to talk about this a little. If you guys don't know this, she has something called a conservatorship, or I not like conservative, like, you know, a Trump supporter. I'm talking just like she's not in control of her own life. At 39 years old, she's not in control of her own life. And I think this all stems back from the day where Britney kind of lost her shit. God, that seems like so long ago, where she shaved her head and, like, attack those people with the umbrella and stuff. I think this is where this kind of all started from, and her dad took over her career. But at a certain point, like, if Britney's really not performing anymore, I know, like, she has a residency, or did have a residency at one of the, like, casinos or something. But what I'm trying to say is, I mean, if she wants to be able to walk away from this, just walk away from this. You know, this is what is so unfair about mental health in our country, that instead of helping people, we treat them like they're kids, which sometimes you kind of have to. But like with me being Baker acted, like, I got Baker acted and I got put away for 11 days and I had no choice. Like, I was told when I was going in there, oh, you only got to be in here for 3 days, but you are going to be able to get out after 3 days. Nope. And the same thing, I can only imagine how Britney Spears is feeling right now. And also, her scumbag-ass father, well, she's also been around a lot of bad men, Kevin Federline, just men after men after men. And I can kind of understand why, because she was so sexualized at a very, very young age. Remember, like, for the longest time, every DJ was like, they had that countdown. Oh, my God, let's check the tote board. How old until we're able to legally fuck Britney Spears? And then this was people talking about minors. Yeah, minors. Yeah. I mean, everybody was doing that. Everybody was doing that with the Olsen twins as well, too, which I always thought was creepy as fuck. But I digress. But yeah, Britney at 39 has no control over her life. And this was a very, very interesting news story done by the BBC.
Court in Los Angeles to end a guardianship that she says has led to her having no control of her life and finances for 13 years.
Oh, and I don't know this for a fact. So, you know, got to be careful with the cancel culture. You know what? I really don't give a fuck. Come sue me. You can't get blood out of a stone. But you know what? Britney's dad has probably already blown through half of all the money she's already made off of hookers and blow. And by blow, I mean cocaine or any other drugs that you might want to party with and fuck hookers with. Yeah. That's exactly what Britney's dad's done. As long as I can keep this bitch under my thumb and on as many psychotropic mood stabilizing drugs that I can, I'm going to be just swimming in pussy and blow. And that's exactly what Britney's dad is doing. You know what? Kind of looking at it, I mean, does it make him an asshole? Yeah, but I mean, goddamn, it's a really good con artist.
The singer's father was given legal control of his 39-year-old daughter's financial affairs in 2008 after she had a mental breakdown. Sophie Long's report contains some flashing images.
So I'm a little confused here. Do they mean flashy images as in, like, you know, you might not want the kids to see this? Or do they mean flashy images where, like, if you have, like, seizures and shit from, like, flashing lights, that you might not want to watch this newscast right now? Like, seriously. I'm just curious by that. I might have to ask my good friend Amy Sinha, who lives over there. Do they mean flashy as in you might not want your kids to watch this, or flashy in if you have seizures, we do not want you watching this?
She was one of the biggest stars of the early noughties.
I told you one of my favorite things is to be able to learn new stuff every single day. And the noughties. I thought at first I was like naughty, like naughty. But no, like noughties, like there's nothing there. I've always wondered, like we got the 90s, we got the 80s. What were we supposed to call the 2000s? I mean, the 2000s, it does not match up with the 90s, the 50s. Like when we get like the 20s, we're in the 20s right now. Like, That's the thing about it. Think about this. We're in the 20s now, but the 20s that came before us was like a really, really long time ago, and now we're in the 20s. And then, you know, when the next 20s comes around, they're going to be like, ew, man, those guys with their iPhone 12s and stuff, who knew, man? I'm recording my whole podcast and taking phone calls out of my goddamn pointer finger.
Britney Spears lived, loved, and lost in the limelight. But for the last few years, she's been publicly silent about the arrangement her fans have been so vocal about. But via video phone, she finally told a Los Angeles court her side of the story.
In an impassioned speech, Britney Spears, clearly angry and upset, said she wanted the abusive and controlling arrangement to end. She said she'd been forced to take drugs so strong she felt drunk and unable to hold a conversation. She told the court, "I want my life back."
I'm truly shocked at what I heard about the conservatorship. I think the reality was even worse than what we suspected.
Who knew this time last year when we were dealing with Black Lives Matters that we would be actually dealing with another BML movement? But love matters, because every person out there that is supporting it is pro-homo, which I am pro-homo as well too. So but loves matters. But love matters. But love matters.
But I think we were also vindicated because a lot of what we suspected turned out to be true.
In response, her father's lawyer read a statement on his behalf. It said he was sorry to see his daughter in so much pain and that he loved his daughter very much.
The reason the lawyer had to speak on Britney's father's behalf was because he was too busy cutting a McDonald's straw in half to be able to do some blow off of a hooker's ass instead of writing pen to paper on that one. I mean, that's why you're paying the lawyer fucking $1,000 an hour. Who cares? It's not even your money. It's Britney's money, bitch.
It did little to appease the anger towards him and the other conservators outside court.
They're really all in on this together, and it's part of a corrupt system that has allowed this to happen.
I only usually think about this type of stuff when I'm, like, really, really high from smoking pot or something, but I gotta tell you, we are basically all Britney Spears. As Americans, we are motherfucking Britney Spears right now, and the government is just taking advantage of us. They own us. They feel like, oh, we can't trust these people enough to be able to let them do what they want to do, and we're just going to fucking just steal from them every single day, and nobody's going to give a fuck about it. Could you imagine, like seriously? These idiots, these pathetic fucking losers out there, and you know what? I said it. Yes, I said it. Instead of getting out there and protesting the country and what is happening here, how we're completely getting bent over and having Uncle Sam's cock put right up our ass without any lube at all. Like, he's not even spitting on his hand and lubing up his penis before he sticks it in our ass. Like, he's just going in dry and just to make it hurt more. So what I'm trying to say is that we got people out there fighting for the right of Britney fucking Spears, who is probably, you know, so fucked up on drugs right now, she doesn't even know what the fuck's going on. And, you know, that's the same exact thing that the government's doing to us right now. The government is trying to overprescribe medications and put us on all this crazy-ass shit, feed us all these preservatives in our food to make us unhealthy, to make us feel bad, because you know what? The longer we're living, the more money we're taking out of Social Security. So they want to take the money from us, but they want us to die earlier so they can take us and they can rob Peter to pay Paul. But nope, everybody wants to get behind the Britney Spears movement. God damn it. This is it. I thought the coronavirus was going to take us out. I thought, like, all the civil unrest, we would have learned something, but we haven't. We haven't. We got a bunch of fucking loser, pathetic assholes out there worrying about Britney Spears when the government is doing the same exact goddamn thing to us that Britney's father is doing to him. Uncle Sam is using our money to do cocaine off of fucking Taiwanese fucking hookers' asses. Yes, that's exactly what's going on in this country, people. And I'm going to take a quick break because my blood vessel in the side of my head is about to explode. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast, the last segment of today's show. Make sure you go to my website, Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's, TUTTLE.net. When you go there, you're going to be able to find every single thing you'll be able to find about me online. All my social media, YouTube, whatever it may be, paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. If you'd like to help donate to the cause. If you'd like to be able to reach out, I'd love to get interaction from you guys. You can email me, tuttle@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Now, a lot of you guys don't realize this. If you're just new to the show, when I first started working out in radio, not working out, when I first started working in radio, I was an iron worker. My dad was an iron worker all of his life. That was his trade. That was his living. I worked on some pretty big high-rise buildings, and I've seen the way that these inspectors inspect these jobs. But man, this story down in South Florida, and you got to realize this is not the first time where something has collapsed and killed a bunch of people in South Florida. You remember a couple of years ago, that bridge, that pedestrian crosswalk that fell and killed like 12 people? Well, in this little town down in Surfside, and it's South Florida, I think it's somewhere around Miami, they had a building collapse. Now, something is going to need to be done. I've talked about how Florida is a Ponzi scheme state. The whole economy is built on a Ponzi scheme. And what I mean by Ponzi scheme is that they need a certain amount of people to be able to move in to the state of Florida every single day for them to be able to make money, because we do not have a state income tax here. We need people here to move in and spend money for this state to be running. Now, I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of these job sites, these buildings, like you're seeing a lot of these building failures when it comes to new construction, because we are hurrying. We are going at a speed that we are not able to keep up with anymore here in the United States or here in Florida. I'm sure it's going on other places in the United States, but more here in Florida than anywhere else in the whole entire country.
We begin now, though, with that breaking news out of Surfside. That's where firefighters and first responders are on the scene following a building collapse.
Just like 9/11, this is something that a lot of people are not going to think about. But the first responders that are having to deal with finding these people, see, unlike 9/11, is it, a lot of people don't realize this. If 9/11 would have happened a little bit later when the building was a little bit more full, the death toll would have been way more devastating. In this condo, like right now, they've only, I think they've found one dead. There's got to be more than one dead because this happened in the middle of the night while everybody was sleeping in their bed. So let's pray to God that, you know, that these people, and I, you know what? I don't even know why. You know what? Scratch that. I feel like a complete hypocrite saying pray to God. It's just one of those sayings that's ingrained into your head after so long. Because you guys know that I do not believe in organized religion. I do believe in a higher power. I really don't know. But that's not the thing I'm talking about right now. Let's just hope that these people were somehow just so relaxed, so in, like, because here, for example, when people are in a car accident, usually the ones that are drunk are the ones that don't get hurt. You want to know why? Because their bodies are so flexible, so pliable at the time that they're just going to go with the flow. They're not stiff at all. People always wonder why, like, palm trees are able to survive hurricanes. You want to know why they're able to survive hurricanes? Is because they're not too stiff. They have some flex in them. Back to what the building is doing, I would almost guarantee you, because here in the state of Florida, we do not have solid foundation here. The ground shifts, the ground moves a lot. Well, the ground moves everywhere, but I mean, we're built on just a big pile of sand with some coquina shells and rocks and stuff like that. But they have this thing called a slide plate because a lot of these buildings, you know, you don't want a stiff building because if you have a stiff building, there's no give in it. So like if the foundation or the ground moves just a little bit, that's going to cause a big, big stress fracture into the side of the wall, the beams. Also, that's the other thing. These guys do not tighten their bolts up. You know, I thought I was a real man when I was in my 20s. My dad, the first couple of days, he put me on this big-ass impact wrench called Big Blue. Now, Big Blue will break your wrist if you don't have a hold of that bitch with both hands. And it's all air-driven. And when that thing bogs down, when you get that bolt tightened all the way, if you don't have a hold of that with both hands, it will do a death roll like a crocodile will. It will rip off your fucking hand if you don't have a hold of it. So what I'm trying to say is that we're completely forgetting about these first responders and stuff that are having to see this stuff over lazy ass, hurry it up, just bullshit. Like, you know, this needs to go all the way up the line. This needs to go to the governor's office, Ron DeSantis. Yeah, Ron DeSantis. I said it correctly for the first time. Because this guy does not give a fuck about the people like all the other politicians of the past.
We have CBS 4 News team coverage beginning with Brooke Schaefer. Brooke, we heard from the mayor of Surfside. We heard from someone who lived in that building. What can you tell us and what else is going on from your vantage point?
Am I the only one every time they bring up Surfside, I think of the TV show Saved by the Bell, Bayside, Surfside? I mean, it's pretty close. I'm pretty sure that a lot of the kids that went to Bayside, like Zach Screech and who was the other one? The big muscle head guy. Fuck it. Mario Lopez is his real name. Anyways, AC Slater. I'm sure they all went surfing. You know, Zach Morris used to carry around that big ass bag phone where the battery made up most of the cell phone thing. Yeah, that was Zach Morris. Anyways, yeah, I just wanted to ask, does anybody else think about Saved by the Bell when they hear Surfside?
Well, really, everybody just calling this a horrific catastrophe. Nobody can really understand how something like this would happen.
Oh, I can tell you how it happened. Greedy-ass politicians, greedy-ass business people that, you know, donate money, lobbyists. God damn, I never wanted to become a political talk show host, but... And this is not going to be an everyday thing. I'm just fired up because I'm telling you right now, I want to talk about some of the personal things in my life, but I don't want to. I don't want to because it's going to make me look, I'm going to get spun into looking like the biggest asshole in the world, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to play into these trifling ass women's games. Not going to do it. So I'm going to talk a little bit of politics today. I'm going to get into some personal stories tomorrow. I got some big, big things planned. So, you know, I don't want you to think like I'm turning into like a Sean Hannity or a Limbaugh or whatever. I'm just calling it as I see it. And the reason why this happened is greed. Just plain and simple greed.
And Francis, I do want to mention around 9 or 9:15, weather permitting, we are hoping to have a press conference with police and get a more official update. But again, we have been standing about a block and a half away from the building all morning long. You can see there are still several rescue crews here. We are still being held back by some police tape.
Has anybody else brought up the fact that how many people we're going to lose because of this building? I'm not just talking about the people that died in the building. I'm talking about because, I don't know, this building, it's kind of hard to tell how old it is. But one of the big things was all the building material when that thing came down, the firefighters getting the lung cancer, getting cancer because of asbestos and all that shit that is that used to be put in the buildings now. So, yeah, this is going to take out a lot more people than what we actually think it is. And please, I'm not trying to compare this building collapsing down in Surfside to 9/11 at all. But I'm saying, the firefighters, the first responders are all going to have to deal with the same exact stuff that the people on 9/11 did that day. So I will keep you updated on that story. I mean, that story just happened. I wish I had some more info. As you can tell from the news story that I posted or that I played, it really was just them doing a live shot. It was not a produced piece where they actually had more information and stuff. So I will stay on top of that. I'm going to be doing a YouTube live stream tonight celebrating because today is episode 420. Tonight at 7, I'm going to have my sponsor, my very, very good friend, Scott York, the Florida Cannabis Coach, on tonight with me on my YouTube channel at 7. So make sure you check that out, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button so you do not miss a thing. Not to quote Aerosmith, because I don't want to miss a thing. Yeah, that was horrible. Anyways, guys, hope you enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketPearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with 2 D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
A society grows great when old men plant trees, the shade of which they know they will never sit in. Good people do things for other people. That's it, the end.